The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at ajc.com/hip-hop.
Tex MacIver is getting ready, once again, to stand trial. We know that he shot his wife Diane in the back, killing her, as they rode in their SUV late on a September night in 2016. Tex says it was a tragic accident. Prosecutors say it was murder. A jury will soon decide. I'm Bill Rankin, legal affairs reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We recorded 3 episodes in the run-up to MacIver's trial last October, the one that got postponed. We took you inside that big white Ford Expedition as it traveled up Piedmont Avenue in Atlanta that night. Tex was sitting in the back seat, Diane in the front passenger seat, and their friend, Danny Joe Carter, was behind the wheel. Here's what Danny Joe told police that night.
We stopped at the red light, and Diane and I were just chattering away, and all of a sudden, we hear the bam. And I mean, I kind of thought somebody might have hit us. Looking around, and I see Tex putting the gun down, and he said something about falling asleep, and I don't know what image was in his mind when he woke up.
And this is what Tex told us when we interviewed him.
I was suddenly awakened, I lurched, and the gun fired, and I was just absolutely shocked. I probably forgot I had it in my lap, but boom. There's the sound of the gun. It was a flash.
Claude Tex MacIver was a wealthy and politically connected Atlanta lawyer. His late wife was the dynamic and hard-charging CEO of an Atlanta media company. The story really hasn't changed much since we visited in October, except for one major development. MacIver now has 2 of the most prominent trial lawyers in Georgia. Don Samuel and Bruce Harvey will bring decades of experience and no small amount of star power to the courtroom. And they'll be up against the longtime chief assistant DA in Fulton County, Clint Rucker. Rucker is a hard-charging kind of prosecutor who doesn't mind raising his voice and bringing drama to the courtroom. Here's Rucker during a bond revocation hearing last year. He's telling the court what MacIver should have done when police found a gun in the sock drawer at his Buckhead condominium.
He could have said, hey, y'all, put that gun back. Let me have my lawyer call the DA. Did they give you a number? We're going to get this straightened out right now. He could have done that, but he didn't. It's what he should have done. He's a lawyer, for Christ's sakes. He knows better. Our profession means something.
Malice murder in Georgia is premeditated murder. It simply means that you thought of it, then you planned it, then you did it. Malice murder. Some people think the charge is excessive in MacIver's case. Others think it's just right. I recently spoke to Bruce Harvey. I asked him what he thought about the malice murder charge against MacIver.
The idea that there is any motive, financial or otherwise, behind an accidental and unintentional shooting is the worst type of, to quote a current politician, fake news that you'll ever hear.
The trial starts March the 5th, but we'll be back with a new episode on February 26th. We'll introduce you to all the key players and bring you up to date on where the case stands. And we'll follow up with another episode on the day the trial is scheduled to begin. We'll review the legal strategy for both sides and talk about the many curiosities that attend this case. And it's full of them. Of course, I'm assuming that the damn thing will actually start up on March the 5th. If it does, and I really hope it does, we'll be there every step of the way with daily coverage on myajc.com and weekly updates in the Breakdown podcast. This is going to be quite a ride, and I'll hope you'll be there with me from start to stop. Thanks, as always, for being a Breakdown listener. Talk to you soon. Oh, and in the meantime, if you'd like to check in, join our Breakdown Facebook group. There's some interesting stuff happening there.
Hello, this is a collect call from
Tex MacIver,
an inmate at
Fulton County Jail.
Our journalists at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution are working around the clock to keep you updated on all the developments surrounding the Trump indictment. Now the AJC is putting all of our coverage in one place with our new Trump 19 newsletter. Every Wednesday, you'll have our latest coverage and analysis on this historic case in your inbox. So sign up for free today at ajc.com/indictment newsletter. That's all one word. ajc.com/indictment newsletter.
I'm Ernie Suggs, race and culture reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
And I'm Ned Ravone, lifestyle columnist. Atlanta has been known as the Black Mecca for so many years, but that means something different to everybody.
It means everything to me. I've been living here for 24 years, and I am still amazed at how rich the city's Black culture continues to grow. Every day I wake up, I learn something new.
Well, you all can learn something new by subscribing to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's new newsletter called Unapologetically ATL. It's all about the people, the events, and the entertainment happening in Metro Atlanta that Black people might want to know about.
Like historically Black colleges and universities.
Atlanta's thriving arts scene.
And the city's growing neighborhoods.
Wherever you live, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what issues are important to you.
So subscribe today at www.ajc.com/unapologeticallyATL.
Only from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.